I want to talk about money. Most people on here I could talk to you about, you know, getting your soul right, overcoming chronic illness, a lot of things. But we're going to talk about making money. And is making money hard? Is making money hard? Now, here's the thing. Banks, institutions, the elite, they want us to believe making money is difficult and hard and complicated. That's number one. Why? Because they could only enslave a human race based on the fact that most of us are relying on a system for them to give to us. They seek to make us dependent on what? Dependent on government, dependent on hospitals, dependent on pharmaceuticals, dependent on needing to work, you know, all day long, all week long. Okay? If you didn't know this, you know, our education system and society hasn't been set up so that we become exceedingly creative individuals, full of potential, full of life, and multimillionaires. Okay? That's not the message being preached to us in our education system when we're growing up. I mean, hello? Newsflash, right? So we've been preconditioned for a long time to believe that making money's hard. You know, when we go to school, you know, we're not taught to be an entrepreneur. We're not taught to, you know, think with creativity, to design and invent. And we're not educated as small children, hey, you can be a multimillionaire. You know, you can have multiple businesses, so on and so forth. Most of us are, you know, we've been in the public education system, which makes us feel like we need to take on an occupation, a postman, a this, a that. I'm not bashing any occupation. You know, we need postmen. We need people to run our grocery stores. Thank God. We need people to clean up our waste. Thank God for them. But is that what you want to do? If it is, fine. Maybe this message isn't for you. You know, you can find fulfillment in you know, a so-called regular job that's just going to pay you just enough to survive. But I'm talking in this message on this platform to people who want to become an entrepreneur, people who want to really multiply and grow wealth. Now, however you do that, whether that's, you know, joining something I'm into or doing your own thing, that doesn't matter. Okay? Because what I'm into may not be for you. Okay? So, but at the same time, so I'm just here. I'm not here with some hidden agenda. You know, everybody join me. I don't expect everybody to join me. I don't even want everybody to join me because what I'm into is not for most people. Okay? So I'm here to tell you to expand your vision, way of thinking. Firstly, as long as you think it's hard, it's going to be hard. You see what I mean? So I'll give you a good example. Starts with the mind. Okay? There's a guy who was famous for, you know, sharing positive messages as a public speaker, a motivational speaker, who shared about how, I had a couple children that just lost my train of thought there. This motivational speaker was all about speaking about positivity and teaching people about the positive mindset and having being on the positive frequency and all that great stuff, right? So this guy goes out golfing with his friend and he hits the ball into the rough. And he was like, I'm just paraphrasing the story, giving you the basics of the story. So this guy who the motivational speaker hits the ball in the rough and he's like, just like, piss, right? He's just like down, negative, like, oh man, like this is so freaking hard, or oh man, how am I gonna get this? How am I gonna hit this ball in the rough like this? I mean, this is just terrible. And he was all down. And his friend said to him, didn't I hear you say something about positive thinking? And he replied, yeah. And his friend said, you know, do you think it would be hard to hit that ball on the green grass if it was right in the perfect, you know, in the grass, whatever? in the, you know, whatever, on the fairway, whatever. And he said, no, that wouldn't be hard. She said, well, imagine that rough is just like the green grass. He said, the rough is only mental. Key the story. Remember that. The rough is only mental. I thought that was so awesome. That was so incredible. It's like the man who ran the 4-minute mile, the first guy who ran the 4-minute mile. You know, he believed that he could. Okay, and after he achieved that, many more people then broke the record. And since then, even young girls. I mean, now we have, you know, nutrition and all these other things that are more advanced from when the first guy ran in history, ran the 4-minute mile. But the point's there. He believed. And after he ran the 4-minute mile, others came and said, I can do it too. So what is the principle? We are the accumulation of the top 5 people that we spend time with. And you're saying to yourself, well, I'm pretty much screwed because my mom talks about how broke I am. My so-and-so spouse is negative, or so-and-so's, you know, my work colleagues don't really have a big vision for life. So I'm pretty much screwed. Top 5 people, how am I gonna get through that? You know, I don't have anybody to motivate me further. Well, you do. Why? Well, firstly, you, at the touch of your smartphone, if you're listening to this message on your smartphone or your computer, you can equip yourself. You can choose what messages you are listening to. So the same goes for this principle. You're the accumulation of the top 5 people that you spend time with. Well, if you're going to spend time, if you spend most of your time on the television, you're literally going to become more like a zombie, like a television. Literally. If you spend more time with, you know, listening to somebody who is going to inspire your life and give you a strategy, a roadmap, a strategy to guide you. You know, I'm not saying like some superhero that's going to come save the day. I'm just saying people, you know, you got to put in place people that you're going to listen to who can give you a strategy, who can help you to see the bigger picture. Because if you're just looking at the one tree in the forest, you're missing the forest. You know, so many people are just looking at the one tree or the one tree right in front of them. You got to look at the forest. You got to look at the bigger picture. You got to see that there's more out there, that you're not just stuck where you are. There's so much more to life. So this message was about, is money hard to make? Well, it is if we believe it is. But if we understand it's just an energy, it's just a... I'm not talking about hocus pocus energy stuff. I'm saying it is this energy is, it's a currency. The currencies that the world use, it's just a tool, right? It's a tool to buy and sell goods and things we all need to acquire, right? So money, if you think it's evil, you're setting yourself up to be broke because you're calling something evil that you need for essential basic needs that you need to even help somebody else in need who is poor and starving and naked or without education or without a clean drinking water. These people need funding. They need support. They need help financially. You know, tell me what ministry there is that's helping, you know, poor and oppressed people that does not to some capacity rely on financial wealth to help those in need, whether it's feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, helping educate orphans, helping people drill clean water wells, you name it. Okay, so money is not evil. You got to get that clear in your head, because as soon as you think it is, you're setting yourself up to be broke, because you're already negative, you're already complaining about something that is actually to be good in your life. That is, should be used for the good, as a good tool for your life's purpose. Get that clear then. Money's not evil. Okay, the intentions of the heart is what's evil. If we choose, money's just a tool. The love of money, meaning the things of this world, that's different. He didn't say, you know, money is evil. Jesus never said that. He said, the love of money. Okay, in relation to the lusts of this world, if you're living for these things that thinking that money is your savior, and you put money before loving other people, you put money before serving other people, you put money before wanting to do good in somebody's life, you put money before anything else, you just, you want to indulge in self-indulgence, in your own selfish desires all the time, that's the root of all evil. Okay? Because the great book says love is selfless. It's not self-seeking. So greed in a lustful way, to want to do nothing but just spend it on our own pleasures, that is selfish. That is the root of all evil. Okay? But money is just an amplifier to be used for good or evil. It's just an amplifier. It amplifies who you are as a person. It gives you more freedom to do more good or more evil. Period. So money's an amplifier. Money is simply just an amplifier. Okay? To be used for good or for evil. Not evil in itself. So, you know, doing good with money, how is that evil? So get that straight. Money's not evil. I need to really think about where am I investing my time. If the top five people around me aren't the kind of person that I want to become, then firstly, I need to then start investing in myself. I need to start, for example, it could be writing down your goals. It could be envisioning your goals. It could be speaking into your subconscious mind before you sleep. What are you thinking about before you sleep? Your mind is going to play on those subconscious thoughts all night long because your subconscious mind never stops sleeping. Okay? So you need to really backtrack and say, what am I putting into that my subconscious mind? What am I feeding into my soul, into my spirit, into my mind? You know, is that going to take me to where I want to go? So you begin to invest in developing the mindset of abundance, and that is that I can achieve whatsoever I fully commit my heart to achieve. And then there's the other principles that come along with that. You know, they're not giving up. You know, the seeking to make it about, you know, about doing good in as opposed to you know, all about your own self. That's why I talk about selfless development often. I coined the term, you know, selfless development. And I got to finish this message. Unfortunately, I got to cut this short. But what I want to say is, remember those principles, because you can choose to invest your time. You can listen to Earl Nightingale. You can listen to the words of Jesus Christ. You can listen to Jim Rohn. You can listen to people who can, you know, give you wisdom, okay, or give you understanding. Okay, so again, I'm going to cut this off, but I appreciate you making, so the end of this video, the point is here, money is not hard. Making money is not hard. It's not complicated. Okay, it's not complicated. It's not hard. And as soon as we can come to that place where we truly believe it's not hard, then we start looking for solutions to overcome our problems. Then we start looking for solutions to get us out of our situation if we're in a financial situation that we don't want to be in, aka, for example, strapped down on in a 9-to-5 job 5 days a week in somewhere where we don't want to be. I'm speaking this message because most heart attacks happen on Monday mornings, period. I mean, that's scientific fact, okay? You look it up, Google it. Most heart attacks happen Monday mornings. That's why I do this message. That's why I give opportunity to people. That's why I continue to put opportunity into people's hands and say, if you will, so choose. You can overcome your situation and live a life that doesn't look like the average person out there. What would you like to do? Where would you want to go? Identify your goals. Identify where you want to go. Identify what you want to accomplish in life. That is the key. Start writing those goals down. Start getting absolutely, you know, monomaniacal focused. Get radically, radically focused about what you want to achieve and how you want to achieve it. And then boom, things, the how will line itself up later. You will develop the strategy as you pursue. The opportunities will come. How am I going to make this money? How will I multiply it? The how will line itself up when you get the why clear. Be blessed. Peace.